Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to the weekday podcast. My name's Bobby. If you're new to these, we spend about 5 or 6 minutes a day, and our hope is that in these few minutes each weekday that you'd find encouragement and focus and refreshment and maybe even some next steps as you seek to discover and live out God's best. We're all trying to do that together. We also have a sister podcast. It's called The Weekday Meditation. It's a few minutes each weekday with our pastor walking us through a time of meditative prayer and gratitude. And it's so, so helpful. So if you haven't checked it out yet, please go by weekdaymeditation.com. Again, weekdaymeditation.com. And better yet, for both of these podcasts, if you simply subscribe to them on your device, you'll get them every single day. So as soon as you wake up, it's a great habit routine to build into the start of your day. Well, this week on the podcast, I've been trying to hang out on some application steps from Sunday's teaching. Last Sunday, as part of Your Story Matters, we're talking about this idea that life is short. It really is. Even the longest life lived is still short. And so in some ways, it's a reminder that we need to take account for every single day. In fact, on Tuesday, I've been emailing this resource about creating a life plan to people that have asked me. And if you want to jump on that, just drop me an email, bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. But this resource opens with a great quote from Dorothy Canfield Fisher that I think is a reminder of the importance of doing this work. She says in this quote, "If we could only give the same amount of reflection to what we want out of life that we give to the question of what to do with 2 weeks vacation, we'd be startled at our false standards and the aimless procession of our busy days." Man, that's a great reminder that if we're not careful, we'll plan our vacations more than we plan our lives. We'll plan an event, a birthday, without thinking about what is the big picture of the life we're living. So on Tuesday, we talked about the power of having a life plan. And really, it's not all that difficult. It's really sitting down to think about what do you want your life to look like when it comes to outcomes? What are your priorities today? And what are some next steps? What are some action plans? Well, today I want to think about the idea of life accounts. Now, chances are you know about a checking account, you know about a savings account, maybe you know about a retirement account, but have you thought about the life accounts in your life? Life accounts help us to think about the priorities of our life. Daniel Harkavy, who has greatly influenced my thinking on life planning, wrote a book called Becoming a Coaching Leader, and he talks about it like it's a bank account. And every bank account has a balance, right? Every bank account has a balance. And sometimes when you have a bank account, you're making deposits into it. Sometimes when you have a bank account, you're making withdrawals from it. But when you start thinking about the accounts of your life, there are several that are so, so important that we think about. Let me give you 8 examples of these. The first account that I want you to think about is your relationship with God Himself. If you're a believer, Jesus Himself says in Matthew 6:33 that we're to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to us. So we're to seek His kingdom. And so account number one, we start thinking about life accounts as how is my relationship with God? In other words, when it comes to living every single day, am I making deposits in that account so that I grow richer in that relationship? Or am I making withdrawals where that relationship is growing or wearing thin? That's account number one. Account number two is self. What's your relation like with yourself? See, if you don't take care of yourself first, there's no way that you can take care of the people around you. And so Jesus Himself said it this way. He said, we're to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and we're to love our neighbor as ourself. Built into that is for us to love ourselves. And the way that we do that is through self-care, through making sure we're fed spiritually, to making sure we're healthy personally. This is a valid life account. A third account is the significant other account. For me, it's my wife, Laura. It would be easy for us to lump our whole family together, but as you think about life accounts, your relationship with your spouse comes before any other earthly relationship. In fact, the quote in the resource I have is this. It says, "The most important gift that you can give your children is to love their parent, to love your spouse, so to love their mother or to love their father if you're a female listening to this." And so this is a reminder that when it comes to life accounts, we need to make deposits in the number one earthly relationship we have, and that's with our spouse. A fourth account is if you have children. Your children come next as a life account as you think about making investments in them. Investments in them may look like big things like their birthdays. It may look like the milestones in their life when they turn 16 or 18 or one of these major milestone moments in their life. But it also includes, frankly, the little things in life. I've got a good friend that's part of our church that I see him often posting about breakfast dates to Waffle House, right? To Wahoo. And yet those little moments are great investments, whether it's a big event or maybe it's just the mundane little stuff. But man, those are deposits that we need to make. Here's another account, friends. Friends are a great account for us to think about. Oftentimes, we are shaped by the friends that we hang with, the people that we allow into our life. And so one of the things to think about is, are we investing in the right friends? Are we hanging with them? Do we have relational time with them? Here's another life account, your career. Your career. This comes after your relationship with God, your relationship with yourself, your relationship with your spouse and your children and friends. Too often, people put this higher, I think, in priority than it ought to be. Work is definitely an essential part of what we do, but it's not the most important part of what we do. And so we need to, yes, win at work, but also succeed at life. Another life account is finances. Finances. If we're not careful, we'll make terrible financial decisions. And those financial decisions that we make, especially when we're young, can weigh on us and weigh us down long, long, long into the future. And so it's so important to think about the investments we're making when it comes to finance. Another life account is ministry. Ministry. Ministry is another word for serving. Are we serving other people? Is there fruit from our life where we're giving ourselves away? Are we involved in small groups? Are we mentoring other people? Are we fully present? Are we volunteering our time in the church or outside of the church? That's a major life account. And so what I would encourage you to do is to think about these life accounts, to think about them like bank statements. Think about them like a bank account. You might want to jot them down, or if you want to email me, I'll shoot these over to you. But your relationship with God, your relationship with yourself, your relationship with your significant other, your relationship with your children, your friends, your career, your finances, and your personal ministry. And what I'd encourage you to do is just take a few minutes, maybe today, and think about what's the balance of each of these accounts. Do I feel like they're positive or negative? And maybe if there's one or more of these negatives, maybe just pick one today and say, I can't solve it all today, but if I could make one positive deposit into this life account today, what would that be? Maybe it's a phone call. Maybe it's a kind text. Maybe it's messaging somebody and sending them a $10 gift certificate to their favorite coffee place. Maybe it's to pick up flowers on the way home. I don't know what that looks like for you, but I guarantee you there's a simple next step you could take. And maybe that small deposit would have a larger ripple effect than you could ever imagine. Well, hey, I'm out of time for today, but we have been talking about something that's so important, and it's part of a life plan. And so if this is something you want to research further, or maybe you want to put one together yourself, email me at bobby@sugarhillchurch.com, bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. I'll shoot you a free resource that I found super, super helpful. And then I hope you'll join us this Sunday morning. We'll be continuing part three of our Your Story Matters teaching series. And man, this week's teaching really has the ability to help bring value or bring fulfillment to all of these life accounts. And so I encourage you to come and be with us live if you're in the Sugar Hill area, or join us online at live.sugarhill.church. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.